Okay, good morning, everyone. We're recording, but we're not going to begin our message right now. We have some announcements, Shirley, and updating on what's going on here and what went on maybe perhaps the last couple of days or yesterday.
Yeah, I have you all, some of you got some of these. Does everybody get one? No, Wednesday night everybody got one. So that means everybody heard it read. I'm going to read it again. It's a word from the Lord. Because it's like daily he is showing us, he's confirming what he's saying, what he's doing, and he is building us up. He is doing such a work here. And it doesn't look like it, because it's just like a little handful of people, but that's got nothing to do with anything. It's the power of God working in us and through us.
Mm-hmm.
And
you.
He said, I love you, my little group at Grave Hope Christian Fellowship. Each one of you is very precious to me. I have such a burst of power, my exousia power, to bring forth to you, through you, for you, and to go out for many others. Wait for this power. Do not go ahead of me. Do not try this on your own. Without me, you are nothing. Be alert, and know it is coming, and is of massive revival proportions. When it comes, you will know it. No mistaking. Beware of your adversary, who will surely want to steal it from you, mostly through deception. Resist, and he will flee. Keep your eyes fixed on me, and all else will fade away. Learn well the lessons I bring to you. Practice well and diligently the skills I show you. You have been chosen to do a work. I have examined your hearts and have found willingness. I love you and am faithful to do what I have willed to do, that which I have promised to do. This is my promise to you. I will bring about this work through this body. When there are injuries among you, I expect you to look to me for healing and for fellowship with each other. Together is the key. This is possible only through my love. Love one another. Follow hard after me, and I will keep my promise. The power is coming. Rejoice in me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Shirley, can we get a couple of them?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did.
Thank you. Did you get one?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm looking at this. Every time I read it, it's like, first of all, I said, well, what is this? What kind of power? I mean, this exousia power it's an authority. And God's already given us authority, hasn't he? In the name of Jesus, we have authority. I'm like, well, what's that, Lord? What do you mean? Wait for it and don't go out and whatever. But it all has to be in accordance with his arrangement. And what he showed me was that, you know, in any group or organization, there are levels of authority. And some people may have the key to the front door, but other people may have the key to the main office with the safe. You know, everybody doesn't have the same authority. Except as, you know, we have it. It's like latent within us. But what we have is what God is developing and setting us free and setting us free. No chains on me. He's doing this work here so that he has a power that he wants to use for the whatever he's doing, which one of the words is revival. Keeps coming up, revival. And we know that revival takes place in our hearts. That's where all revival starts. So I wanted just to remind us all of the Wednesday night prayers that heal the heart, what God is doing, and how everything that we're learning on this goes exactly with that song that he just gave us for today, brand new song. Now, Carolyn and I have sung that song quite a number of times trying to learn it, and we know that it's just the first time for you guys, but the more you hear it, the more you're going to be lifted by it. It's just an expression of what God wants to say to us. In the Wednesday night teachings, we're going to learn about breaking generational sins, something that maybe we haven't thought about in a long time, but nevertheless are there and are going to set us free, more chains off, severing ungodly soul ties, negative beliefs. We all have those floating around one way or another. We don't even know that they're there, and God is going to reveal them to us as we come before him, listening to his voice. You know, hearing what he has to say, he's going to reveal these and replace them with godly promises. And then there's a section on renouncing inner vows, and replacing them with godly purposes. And so, you know, he says the scriptures say to make no vows, but we do. We make vows that we don't even think about. We may not even know they're there, but as God directs us, it's like he's stirring the pot and the dross is going to start rising up and we're going to see what they are. He's going to set us free from those. Receiving divine visions to heal painful scenes. We have painful pictures in our minds, like when somebody has hurt us, the picture's there. And every time we see the picture, we hurt. And he's going to show us how to pray and deal with that. Word curses that are spoken over us, you know, sounds like, does it sound kind of like New Agey or whatever? It doesn't matter, because this is real. Curses can be spoken over us, and God, by his Holy Spirit, will break those for us. And then finally, casting out demons. There, you know, the demonic world is very real. And, you know, they don't want us to know that they're there. They just want to upset our world constantly. And they do a pretty good job, I think, along the way. But we're learning and we're growing. The Holy Spirit is greater than all of that. So it's really so exciting what God is doing. It's like this is part of what he's doing to bring us to the promises that he has made about the power that he is sending. And it starts in each one of our hearts. So that, I'm very excited, unless you couldn't tell. Very excited about that. I also wanted to bring you up to date on two things. One of them is the iPool Church that's sharing the facilities. These people are so excited about using this facility. They're just so thankful and very excited, and they use it. Mm-hmm. And there are like 50 to 60 people coming through here. I think Friday nights might be their youth night, so it's a little harder wear and tear on Friday night. But they use it, and it takes a little more upkeep and everything. But God is doing such a work, and I do not know what he has planned. And so far, it's kind of low-key. They use it, we use it our days, they use it their days. But I know he's got something coming down the pike where he's going to do something with these two groups of people. So, and I don't know what that is, but you know, it's kind of like hear that thunder in the distance, hear that dog barking everything in the distance. Anybody hear it? Oh, I hope my phone doesn't ring. I forgot to turn it off. So they are thrilled. Now, the classroom, we call it the classroom, they call it the cafeteria, because they are food
and they
people.
Enjoy their meals.
They are food people. So
we
they
follow their direction.
Start feeding. It's a delight to have them here. It really is. And I just praise the Lord and thank God for whatever he's doing. It's an amazing thing that he's doing, and it's going to come to good. And the last thing, I want to just give a brief report on the seminar we had yesterday. And we had four people, June and Debbie, Sugar and myself were there. And we're going through hearing the voice of God, the four keys to hearing the voice of God that some of us went through for 10 weeks. So they're getting it kind of like, here, spoon feed you. Almost too much. I just want to say I'm excited, because I know this is not easy for June. It was not easy for her.
Physically,
yeah. Not easy. And, you know, sitting, I said, well, stand up anytime you want. But, you know, she's very, you know, she's obedient. She's going to sit there till the hour is up. But, you know, it's not easy. So it shows me a heart who wants to know God more.
That's right.
And that's what excites me the most.
Right.
And if they had any kind of testimony about what God is showing them, but I can see God's doing a work in their hearts, and Shigar too. I mean, it's just, you know, I would ask the Lord, can we do this again sometime for people who haven't been able to do it. So it has been such a blessing. We're growing, we're changing, and it all is going toward the promise that God has made. And I think you guys didn't get one of these, did you?
I think it was fun to say it last time. I just read it. Welcome.
Okay, so that's all. I'm just thanking the Lord. He's teaching us more how to draw near to him and together. He's teaching us more about unity in the Spirit and everything and all our worship in spirit and truth. And this is very exciting. The more people on board, the better it is.
When we were singing this song here, it's so powerful. Let me get this up. Can we get it up there just a little bit? There.
that one verse right there. How many of you know that he is the potter and we're the clay? And you feel it sometimes, God molding you and shaping you into the image of Jesus Christ. That is a process. How many of you have ever seen a potter work with clay? That is fascinating, isn't it? They just get that wheel and get that going. It has to be so moist, just right, you know, can't be tacky and just slick, and just all of a sudden all that glob on the bottom, it just whoops, it just rises up and shapes it with the fingers. And well, it's an art, it's a skill. Isn't that fascinating? And if they don't like it, you're not working with glass where you have to break it, you know, and send it back to the furnace. You just whoop, go right back down and come right back up. It's just fantastic. But that's what the Lord is doing. We're on the turning wheel. And you may not like particularly the little grooves he's putting in you and the shape that he's working with you, but enjoy it. God's making something new. God is doing a great work. And if I'm telling you, if you bail out of school, if you think you're done with school, then you know, you're dead. You know, you're going to be in continuing ed the rest of your life. I don't care, you know, what we think that is the end result in this earth, but God's not going to be through with us till he takes us home. So this one right here, Carolyn, really struck me. To the valley for my soul, thy great descent has made me whole. Your word, my heart has welcomed home. Now peace like water ever flows. Wow. To the valley for my soul. Thy great descent has made me whole. God goes down there. He gets us. He knows where we are. If you could turn that off, please. I don't know where the buttons are right now on that thing. But he goes down there, and he's concerned about us, and he wants us to grow. He wants to enliven us. He wants to enrich us with a life that he has for us. It's how many of you are learning to be more inclined to know that God does know what he's doing, God has a better plan than you, and that every time you have followed God's plan or what you thought was his voice, it's always been better for you instead of you. The results of you are always flesh, and the results of the Spirit of God are always in part life. And this is what I pray that you're experiencing in your daily walk with the Lord, that you are learning to become more like Jesus and less like you. Any testimonies this morning to that effect? How y'all doing? Anybody has any? To me, I'm really blessed today because it is very inclement out there. I think Mary and Christy traveled the furthest distance, and perhaps Ted and Carolyn the shortest, and then us, and then maybe Brian. We're so close and a little bit further, not too far away, and then Nicole. But Nicole's not, you know, she's kind of too far away, but anyhow, it's inclement, and I'm just really grateful you all made the effort to come today. And June, all day Saturday, for you to be there all day Saturday with your health and your neuropathy and all, and even to attempt to journal with neuropathy. You can't feel like with your fingers, right? Real easy.
They're numb on the ends.
They're numb on the ends. That'd be a little funny.
I lay down on this, it's like a log seat, at 9:30, and I crashed out until 11:30 at night. Oh. But I really enjoyed it, you know.
Yes.
I think that's great.
I'm really blessed that you all came, Debbie and Mom and Shigar. And Shigar brought some goodies for you. Praise the Lord. Anyone? Carolyn.
I was just reminded a couple days ago about how sometimes, you know, we get our eyes set on something that we think is going to happen and get really excited and say, oh, you know, this is really going to be great. And we get to it, and for some reason, it doesn't work out exactly like we think. And then we get down. We get deflated. Well, I had gone out to Lettuce Lake to do some shooting. I was so excited because it's been a while since I've been there. Last time, it was really pretty. Lots of water, birds, gators, everything. And when I went out there and I started walking, I'm thinking, oh man, I'm going to get some good shots, you know. And it was so dry. I've never, ever seen it so dry. There were almost no birds out there. and nothing almost except trees and stuff. And I started getting a little down, saying, well, gosh, I'm not finding anything. And that purest day, I just heard him say, just enjoy being in my creation. And it's like we walk through expecting things, and I said, okay, Lord, I'm just walking. This gives me chills now remembering it, but just walking through, and he said, see through my eyes, and I just look, you know, in the trees, and I'd see little spiders and little spider webs, and I did see a little baby gator a little bit later on, but it was just sweating hot, but yet it was
sweating
beautiful
hot
out there, and it was a blessing just to be in his creation. See, open your eyes and see. It's not always what you think is going to be the pleasure. It's what he shows, and it was amazing.
What is she saying? Can somebody else put that in some kind of a phrase? What is she saying?
She's hearing a voice of God for sure.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that word abide before? Mm-hmm. Abiding in the moment? Mm-hmm. You know, living in the moment, yeah. Living in the now, and with your surroundings and circumstances, because each of us are going to be in those situations every day, unique to us, because I'm not you and you're not me, and we're going to have different experiences. And so abiding in that moment is a powerful thing, looking to the Lord. Mm-hmm. You might want to travel out there today. You might see a little more moisture.
Yeah.
Nicole, bless her heart, she come and she's just something else. She's also coming on Wednesday nights to watch and available for the nursery. And I really appreciate that very much. Mom's been calling and checking on the girls and want to know how they're doing, but they're still up in West Virginia. And they'll be up there till the end of the month. And may they have a blessed, safe trip back. So praise the Lord. Thank you for all you do. Once again, assisting is up here. So we missed some folks here today, but I didn't expect everybody to travel in this weather. But praise God for you that have. How many of you know, did you? You didn't have your hand up, did you?
I'm going to.
I saw you at the horse at the gate. I just saw that, you know, Shirley.
Well, just a short testimony. I got up yesterday morning. And usually my morning consists of watering the flowers, and then I come down here and water the flowers and all the plants. And I got up and I said, I'm so glad I don't have to water the plants today. And the Lord said, you should be saying, thank you, Lord, for watering the plants for me.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, praise God.
Absolutely. Very good point.
Wow.
All right,
that's
Nicole.
Really good.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, my mom's been gone for almost like 2 weeks, so it's kind of weird having just two girls and no one else. But God's like really been protecting us. God loves us. Like a day after my mom left, my sister was picking me up from work, and she like hit the side of the road and one of our tires blew out. And she had to pull into a little Baptist church and try to call the AAA because we didn't know how to change a tire and stuff like that. So he protected her with that. I had to walk to her. I was like 2 miles away from her, so I'm walking, and God protected me in that. And then I locked my keys in the car here at a church.
Wednesday night.
And actually, it was 2 days ago. In our neighborhood, there's my house, and right behind us, there's a house. And then there's a house right here. We're really good friends with their twin boys. I've known them since elementary school. Their house caught on fire. Some electrical thing blew, and their house was like in flames. And I don't know, like I was in my mom's bedroom, I saw lights flashing, and I'm like, what's going on? Like the police must be trying to chase them. I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, come in here. We open the window, the house is in flames, and we're like, oh my gosh, are they in the house? So we start running, we start praying, and we call them. We're like, where are you guys? Your house is on fire. They were out fishing. And they're like, our dad is in the house. I'm like, what do you mean your dad's in the house? He's supposed to be home by now. We're like, oh my gosh. So they were racing over, and in the end, their dad was not in the house. He was out. He got out in time. They got the fire out. But like half their house is like destroyed. They lost all their clothing. I'm like, wow.
Mm.
If they didn't like call the police when they did, like that could have easily came to our house and did something. So I was like, thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you for saving them and protecting
our
family.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I was like, oh my goodness, right when my mom leaves, all chaos goes. I'm like, oh my God. But no, I was like, thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Even in the bad, you know, even in the rubble, like, you're still there protecting us, still keeping us alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. It's so good to be aware of that, though, his protection and covering over us as we look to him.